Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Actor John Krasinski, he has a knack for characters that seem so real. They're just like somebody you know. You knew him as Jim Halpert, the shaggy-haired voice and face of reason in an otherwise delusional office in Scranton, PA. Since then, Krasinski has starred in a bunch of films, and he's gone behind the camera to direct as well. Krasinski gives directing another shot in the new film The Hollers, where he plays John Holler, a struggling comic book artist in New York City who returns to small-town middle America when news of his mother's tumor brings him home.
Would loss of sight in one eye be a symptom?
Possibly.
Oh, what about numbness in the toes and fingers?
Probably.
And temporary paralysis?
Definitely.
I told you.
What are you talking about?
Well, there might have been some symptoms before today.
Why wouldn't you get those checked out?
He sent me to Jenny Craig.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a weight thing.
Dad, temporary paralysis?
The cast of The Hollers, including Anna Kendrick, Richard Jenkins, and beloved character actress Margot Martindale, they all sweep Krasinski's character into a whirlwind of problems. A dysfunctional family, a high school rival, a restless ex-girlfriend, and approaching fatherhood. Now, Krasinski admits that we've all seen a lot of movies about dysfunctional families before, but it was writer Jim Strauss's script that weaved drama and comedy together in this particular way that Krasinski says drew him in.
The hardest part about movies about family is they don't really feel real. You know, they feel slightly manipulated, that you manipulated to cry and sort of jokes that aren't necessarily the best jokes. And Jim has this ability to make hairpin turns between drama and comedy in a way that makes it feel like real life. You know, you're not really prepared for the bad things in life and you're not prepared for the good things, but they come regardless. So that's what he does so well. So I signed on to this project as an actor like 6 or 7 years ago immediately because I just thought it was one of the best scripts I had read. And then just recently got asked to direct, and I said yes, a resounding yes.
So, but directing that dynamic, right, where the humor is never far from the sadness, the sadness is never far from the humor, they kind of go hand in hand in this movie.
Yeah.
As an actor, it's one thing, and I would think as a director, it's a completely different animal making sure that that doesn't feel stilted or
100%.
Weird. Or...
Yeah, and listen, that was definitely the hardest challenge of this movie because you did get that so much from the script that being a director of it, you just didn't want to screw it up, which is normally how I approach directing. Just don't screw it up. And I really wanted to find the right actors for it because I think, to be honest, this movie would have been a very different movie without these particular actors, and I mean a worse movie. This is the perfect version of what we could have done, and I'm so proud of it because of that. But you have actors who understand that the truth is the best way to play every scene and allow people to find the comedy. You know, I had 9 years of training at The Office. You know, I think the thing about The Office that certainly I related to was that it felt like your office, that yes, it's a funny show, but really you were like, oh my God, there's a Dwight in my office, or my boss is insane. And in the same way, I think that we wanted this movie to feel in the same way, that real, that you're not laughing because we told a joke. You're laughing because there's a situation where you're like, oh my God, that might be my crazy brother, or oh, I have that same weird dynamic with my dad, or something like that. So I think the reality of the situation was always the guiding light.
You've got some nice performances in here. I think you've got characteristically great performance from Margot Martindale. Let's listen.
How are you?
We're having twins.
And you're terrified. Oh. Don't worry. You won't know till you get there that you're okay.
I have to say that my first goal was to get Margot. She was the first person I thought of for this role because she just is, to me, one of the best actresses out there. So I'm really glad you called her out. And this performance in particular, I mean, she's been in everything and been fantastic in everything, but this really shows her in a very special light. So I'm really glad that people are getting to acknowledge her.
So you've directed a couple of things before. You directed 3 episodes of The Office, which you starred in, and a film in 2009, Brief Interviews with Hideous Men. But, you know, I mean, you're not Clint Eastwood yet.
How dare you?
You know?
How I mean, you're not, dare you? No, I'm just kidding.
You're not Clint Eastwood yet, and I only say that because, you know, when you're a young actor or somebody without a lot of directing credits to your name, it's got to be hard giving notes, to Margot Martindale or somebody who's been in the business longer than you've been alive to be the director? How do you navigate that?
Well, it's really funny you brought up Clint Eastwood, because I actually remember asking Matt Damon about working with Clint Eastwood, and he said, you know, the terrifying thing about working with Clint is he only does one or two takes. And Matt said, you know, after certain scenes, I'd say, oh, I'd love another one. He said, if you want another one, you can have it. But to be honest, I hired you to do the job I knew you'd do. And that I actually really took a page from that, because hiring actors like Margot and Richard and, you know, Anna and Charlie and all these people and Charlotte, I mean, the thing about it is you hire these people because you know the job that they can do, and they do too. So this wasn't an experience where I was guiding people to a performance. It was really setting a stage and sort of an environment that they felt safe enough to do the work I knew they were going to do, especially on the very emotional stuff. It's a very fun movie and funny, but really it's got more heart and drama than it does comedy. So I think that at the end of the day, it was just about, you know, staying out of their way, really. Just don't screw it up.
You've got something new coming up. You're talking about Matt Damon, action hero.
Yes.
John Krasinski, action hero, is coming up. You're going to be playing Jack Ryan on a new Amazon series, the famous Tom Clancy character.
That's right. I'm so excited about it. I mean, it's one of those things where it's also terrifying. Everybody says, are you nervous to take on that role? Yes, 100%. I mean, I think that with the actors that have gone up and done it before are obviously some of my favorite actors. Those movies were some of my favorite movies, and the books obviously are a lot of people's favorite books. So to me, you know, the big pitch for me of why to do this was because Carlton Cuse, who is the showrunner, actually pitched the series to me as it's basically going to be one 10-part movie every year. So, yes, it's episodic television in a sense that you're seeing one every week, but it's really long-form storytelling, which he said is actually probably more the way the story should be told anyway in a longer form, because 2 hours might be too crushed in to tell such a story, because Jack's whole superpower is intelligence. So he has to figure out this plot. It's a more cerebral take on the character. So I'm really thrilled and so honored to be a part of it.
I mean, I brought up Clint Eastwood before just as an example and kind of a little bit of a joke, but we're in a world now where it's Harrison Ford, Alec Baldwin, John Krasinski. I mean, that's getting real.
Yeah, it's getting very real. And I hope Alec knows that I'm coming for him. I tell him every day via email. He doesn't respond to those emails. But I tell him every day that I'm coming for him, and now he should know it's for real.
John Krasinski is coming up as Jack Ryan in a new Amazon series, but right now he is the star and the director of the new film, The Hollars. John Krasinski, great to have you.
Great to be here.
The Hollars is in theaters this Friday.